outside the Los Angeles Superior Courthouse, where an engineer and data science professor took the stand today, Professor John Chandler testified, saying how social media companies generate billions of dollars through ad revenue from young users under the age of 18. Professor John Chandler told jurors that research estimates showed platforms made billions of dollars from users under 18, including roughly $5 billion from Instagram and more than $2 billion from YouTube in a single year. However, YouTube attorneys pushed back, questioning how Chandler calculated watch time and ad exposure, and pointing out that he does not personally use Instagram or knew all of the features offered on the app. Jurors were also shown how ads play on the YouTube app and showed Bad Bunny's NFL halftime performance as an example of how ads pop up. Plaintiff attorney Mark Lanier went into detail describing how ads are customized to certain users, saying when they log into their YouTube, they are actually logging into their Google account, which can send them ads based on their search history. He also mentioned how children who lied about their age are being fed adult advertisements.
For years, big tech has hidden behind predatory design, coercive tactics to manipulate, exploit, and addict my generation of young people, stealing the meaning of digital community right out from under us. And I say no more.
Many survivor parents attend the trial each day, and on Wednesday, about 20 held a press conference outside the courthouse. They called for what they described as common sense legislative solutions to address social media's impact on young users.